Erev Shabbos, Kodesh Parshas Noach, Tavshin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in the last Pasuk of Parshas Bereishis, in Perek Vav, Pasuk Ches, V'Noach Matzo Chein Be'enei Hashem. Noach found favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch. The Svarim HaKadoshim struggle, and the Mefarshim actually struggle to understand, what was that Chein? What was that chain that Noach found in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Torah doesn't specify exactly what that chain was. The Sefer Charedim writes that Noach found chain in Hashem's eyes because he was always Noach. He was always peaceful and surreal. In fact, in this week's parasha, the first pasuk, the Torah tells us the word Noach three times. Eila told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik, Esa elikim esalach Noach. Why is the Torah mentioning Noach's name three times? In order to put emphasis on the name Noach, in order to put emphasis on the fact that he was a Noach, that he was somebody who was cool, he was relaxed, he was collected, he was serene, and he was able to reach the people of his generation. When somebody is relaxed and calm, his serenity is seen in the way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he walks, and the way he does things. A tranquil spirit comes from the side of holiness. Nervousness and anger comes from impurity. In that way, Noach acquired Chein. Chein, of course, are the same letters as Noach. Noach was able to be positive, tranquil, serene. And with that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the opportunity to try to be mashpia, to influence his generation, that they should not be destroyed for their terrible averus. Of course we know that at the end of the day, they were not able to do tshuva, they could not overcome their terrible midos, and as a result, they were all destroyed. The Ben Ish Chai gives a very interesting mashal. There was once a king who always wanted to know what the people thought of him. So from time to time, him and his prime minister would dress up like regular people, and they would go about the kingdom to hear what people were saying. The king one day decided that he's going to go to the hospital. And he went in with the prime minister, and they found someone who was extremely sick, in terrible agony and much pain. The king asked this person, "Why is it that you're in so much agony? What happened? What sickness are you suffering from that has caused you so much pain?" To which he answered, "I was bitten by a wild dog." The king proceeded to ask the man, "Is there a cure for this?" To which he responded, "Yes, there is one cure. If one takes out the liver of the dog who bit you, while the dog is still alive, it can be used as a remedy." The king then curiously asked the man, "Why are you so distressed? You can cure yourself." The ill man replied, "When the dog bit me, I was so angry, and I was so upset that I killed the dog. And now, as a result, I have no other recourse. I have no remedy." The prime minister said to the king, "This is a waste of time to go to the hospital. We didn't learn anything." The king disagreed and he said, "No, I learned a very important lesson. When someone's angry and he acts in haste, they'll end up regretting what he did. Therefore," the king said, "from now on, I'll be cautious. I will never execute someone in the kingdom before waiting for things to be thought over and to come to a logical conclusion." We don't usually use this forum to discuss things in the outside world, but we feel that at this point, there is good reason to divert a little bit from where we discuss and to talk about current events. As we know, there's an election coming up this coming Tuesday, November 8th, and there are a lot of discussion, overhyped, a lot of media, a lot of opinions, who to vote for, what to vote for, who not to vote for, who do we like, who do we not like, who's good for the Jews, who's not good for the Jews. One thing is the most important thing, and that is that our community has to go out to vote. And speaking to many politicians over the years, I've come to understand that even someone who you vote against, at the end of the day, doesn't mind as long as he saw that you went out to vote. Voting is the most important thing for our community. Elected officials that are running for office, Don't look at who voted for who, or what neighborhood might have voted for who, or what neighborhood thinks what candidate is better, or what area thinks the best person is. What's the most important thing are the numbers of the people who voted that come out of the election. And even though in this election, many people are conflicted, many people want to vote for one candidate and want to vote for the other candidate. And first of all, there are local candidates who are worth voting for. Each person should do his homework, speak to the people that he respects to find out who they think we should vote for, or they should vote for. But more importantly, even if there's a candidate that you won't vote for, or an office that you will not vote for, it's still important down ballot to try to vote for at least somebody for a different office or a more local office, just in order to show that the numbers are there. As we said, the most important part of voting is exercising our civic duty that this Malchus HaChesed gives us, and also being able to show in the future the politicians and the elected officials that we have voted. And with that way, a community is able to obtain the services and desperate things that they need because they participated in the election cycle. Mir Hashem, we should be Zaycha, us, Klal Yisrael, the whole world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give Siyata Dishmaya to whoever is elected, Le Malachim Nisarim B'Yad Hashem, as we know. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we should be Zoicha to not have to be under anybody's rule for too much longer. Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek, Meher B'Yameinu, Amen.